Hello, I'm Matthew Clark from kernopods.com, covering the Collaborate Cornwall 2010 conference at the Tremoe campus at Penrhyn in Cornwall. Now, the idea of the day is to bring people together to inspire Cornish companies to work together, pooling resources for the benefit of Cornwall's future. Among the people we'll be hearing from are the likes of Cornwall's Chief Executive, Kevin Lavery, a range of business owners with stories to tell about how their firms have been transformed through collaboration. And keep listening and we'll bring you the people saying the things that count, plus a great of the Cornish sailing world.
I'm from the Manufacturing Advisory Service. It's great to work in partnership. We work in partnership very closely with Business Link and make sure the client gets the very best value, really.
It's very important, especially what we call a collaboration network like this. It makes all the Cornish businesses get together and they can see and innovate off each other. What we're hoping to do is meet some clients today that we can actually probably spend a little bit of convergence money with and help them take that next step and that next leap forward in their business.
This is the first time I've ever been to Cornwall, and I have to say, what little I've seen of it, it's very nice.
The conference has been kicked off by Sky's Michael Wilson. Michael, what has been the key points you've got across today?
I hope it's been that I am optimistic about the global economy, and I'm optimistic about the UK economy, but I think there are certain things that we need to apply ourselves to right now. The first one is unquestionably, and a lot of time has gone by, and it may be too late, I hope it isn't, but we have to get to grips with our education system, not universities like the one we're standing in at the moment, which is a very fine seat of learning. That isn't the issue. It's kids leaving school unprepared for the world of work, and somehow that has got to change, because if we don't change that, then we are going to lag so far behind in the competitive business stakes, in competitive lifestyle stakes of the rest of the world. Given the growth of Asia, which will have our lunch if we allow it to, without question, we have to deal with those kind of things.
Now we're hearing from a range of speakers today giving their take on how important it is for businesses to work together. And one of those takes is from Kevin Lavery, the Chief Executive of Cornwall Council. Kevin, just tell me your take on how businesses can work together and the sort of benefits they can get.
First of all, Cornwall's been through 150 years of decline since the height of the tin mining industry. And the last 15 years, though, we've seen very high growth. And what we need to do is keep that going, because we're still one of the poorest parts of the UK. And I think the days of big inward investments have gone. What we need to do is focus on our strong businesses within Cornwall and make sure they have got all the right conditions to grow and prosper. And I think we've got to get away from, if you like, the worst excesses of competition. Competition's a good thing, but actually a lot of businesses are connected to each other, so they do need to work together. They have common interests, and I hope the council and our development company can help in that job.
You're Paul Clark from Packet Ship. Tell me what you've thought about what you've heard so far about collaboration.
The stuff about the two different companies coming together, the McLaren and Nats, I thought that was a classic example of, you know, what can happen. You bring just general people together and don't really discuss what you're going to do, but who's going to do it and that kind of stuff. I thought that was interesting.
And Brian Norris, just tell me, what do you do?
We've just set up a digital media hub as a community interest company based in Launceston. I think this event is very good. One of the big problems we have in Cornwall, because of the geographical spread, is getting people together. Events like this really help with collaboration, I think, and what we're learning here is very, very useful.
Now, one person who knows a lot about how people work together in a range of adverse situations, particularly in sailing and yachting, is Pete Goss, the Cornish sailor, who's taken various type of craft around the world. Pete, just tell me, what have you learnt about people working together that businesses can learn from?
I don't have a career. I have a series of daft ideas. So we've now run a total, I think it's 24 projects. And in a sense, each one is a business in its own right. We have a goal and a vision and a plan, and you map it out, and then you make it happen. But that all rests on a big team of many companies, many skills. And if you get them all to work together, then the whole is the greater than the sum of the parts. And I think that's really what this collaboration is all about.
Well, it's come to the end of an amazing day here at Tremeau for Collaborate Cornwall 2010. We've heard so many points of view and ideas about how companies in Cornwall can work together for the success of everyone. Now, the programme director for this is Helen Trudgeon. Just tell me, what sort of success have we had today?
I think we've had a great day for Cornwall, for Cornish businesses. We've had a fantastic turnout of people that we haven't necessarily met before, old faces, new faces. And I think they're going away feeling very, very inspired by what they've heard from some of our speakers and what scope there is for innovative thinking and how they can take these ideas forward.
Okay, it's the taking it forward that's so important now. What should people do once they leave here?
What I'd love them to do is to go away and think about what possibilities they see for collaboration with their own businesses or with their own ideas. Once they've given that some thought, come back to us at Partner to Succeed. We can help them develop those ideas, give them all the support they need to push those forward, help find them partners if that's what they're looking for, or if they already have partners, help them put that collaboration together so that they can work together, pushing it forward and making it happen successfully.